Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the second hour of the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, heard Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. Hey, ain't it grand? I can tell you all of those hours. I'm in a goofy mood today. Listen, but we heard Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. My guest this morning is Beverly Ekman, and we were discussing our illustrious school system here in this country, which, of course, is one big joke on the American people. It's a big fraud. I'm not sure. They're telling me that we do have Beverly with us. So, hey, Bev, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you could follow me over. It's kind of difficult because I go through two different things here, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So let me give out the call-in number. Listen, everybody, if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in for the second hour here this morning. So for those of you listening, if you'd like to join me, please do so. My guest this morning is Beverly Ekman. She is an author, columnist, and lecturer, and her, too much peanut butter, Beverly. I eat peanut butter always before I go on the air. I don't know why, but it's just like this thing. I don't feel hungry until like 10 minutes before I'm supposed to go on the air. And then I always choose peanut butter to screw up my ability to enunciate words. But Beverly's website is beverlye.com. Her books are available on her website. Please go there. I suggest that you purchase all of her books and find out exactly how to counter these different group tactics and what's going on in our educational system, what these different terms mean. And there were just, I had one more question related to schools, and I wanted to get into all the group manipulation tactics that they use. The difference between terms remedial and handicapped, what is the difference between those? What do they really mean, Beverly?
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, the word handicapped is a no-no now. That's politically incorrect. It is disabled. And we'll just start there. And they, what they mean is learning disabled. And the learning disability means that you're just not doing well in a particular subject. So, you know, here they've put what sounds to most people like a medical condition. They slapped it on the poor kid who's doing poorly in a certain subject. Of course, they can't teach the subject correctly, but we won't mind that. The handicap thing then is a misnomer completely.
Okay.
And so we won't even go into that. But remedial is, that's what it used to mean, that, you know, you were doing poorly in a particular subject, meaning you went after class to another teacher who helped you after class. Or sometimes they sent you to a special place that they said, hey, this particular tutor that's private is really good with this particular subject. So they suggest to the parent that you do that. Well, you can't do that anymore very much because, well, that's mixing private and public, and heaven knows we don't want to do that. So, you know, that's, and we certainly don't want a hint that maybe we're not doing our job, that, you know, that type of thing. So there really isn't, the remedial is bogus, and it is turned into special education, and all that's in there are the discipline problems. So if a kid gets put into special education, actually, the teacher has nothing in her arsenal, shall we say, to help the kid in any particular subject. They're literally thrown into a peer pressure cooker, and the only way they're going to survive there is either to become totally apathetic or very aggressive.
Yeah, there's no in-between on that deal, huh?
That's right. I mean, they're not getting any instruction. It's merely a disciplinary type.
Yeah.
That doesn't have any discipline.
Listen, Beverly, hang in there. We're going to go to our first break. We will be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We shall be right back in 3 minutes, so don't leave. Hang around.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Beverly Ekman, and her website, if you'd like to go there, beverlye.com, that is B-E-V-E-R-L-Y-E.com. A link to her website, as well as a podcast of the show, will be up on mine tonight. For those of you who would like to go there, there will be a link right there on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Call in number 800-313-9443. And I forgot to mention this, so I'm going to mention it now. Listen, for those of you out there who like to drink water and you need water to live, one of those Berkey water filters that John is selling on RBN's website. You really need to get one. If you haven't done so, you really should, because muddy water isn't going to be, there was a nice blues artist named Muddy Waters, but the muddy water to drink isn't going to be a whole lot of fun. And it's going to make for a lot of, you know, dysentery and a lot of intestinal problems and a lot of not fun. And it won't be a fun existence if you're drinking putrid water. Filthy water, which if you don't have a way to filter your water when we have this coming collapse, which I believe is inevitable, you need to be able to do so. So get a Berkey water filter, which are available on Republic Broadcasting Network's website. So go click on one of those links and buy one, will you, please? So listen, Beverly, I want to switch up the conversation a little bit this morning and talk about how to counter the group manipulation tactics that everybody out there listening is going to come across. I'm sure they've already come across them. And I know it would be very perplexing if you didn't have in your arsenal of knowledge the understanding of what it was you were facing and how to counter what these people are up to at the variety of government meetings, town council, school board, county commissioner meetings that we go to where these people are there trying to manipulate us. So if we could talk about that, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. What psychological manipulation in group meetings boils down to is that somebody called a facilitator is hired to act as a moderator of the discussion, and that's the way most people look at it. They think that person at the front of the room is the moderator of the discussion. They don't know where he or she comes from. They just assume that that person is affiliated somehow with whatever is going on, be it a school, say it's a school meeting or it's a town council meeting or something else. They assume that. That is not the case. Many times they hire facilitators, and there's people that really have made, they major in communications, and then they spin off, and then they double major or minor in psychology, and pretty soon they are into this other stuff that really manipulate groups and people, and they become very, very good at it. And what their technique is based on is creating a psychological environment, which I explain in my book, How to Counter Group Manipulation Tactics, and also in my seminars, which includes this book, has that available so people won't have to keep taking notes. But the thing about it is that people don't realize that they are in the presence of a pro. And at first, the pro gets everybody to make lists, and they're very friendly. They say, what's the first thing pops into your mind when I say AIDS or global warming or whatever, whatever the subject happens to be. And, everybody is calls out something or they're busy writing down on a piece of paper. Well, while they're busy doing that, they can't think straight. They can't really think about what their position is. They can't really think about, why am I here in the first place? What is what is this going to be about? And so the facilitator has you cold right there because you can't think and listen very well at the same time if you're writing stuff down and calling out words. But what she is doing, he or she, is looking over the group. If she says a hot-button topic that she wants you to say what's the first thing that enters in your mind, then she's looking at body language. She's going to see, somebody rolls their eyes, somebody crosses their arms, somebody's eyebrow goes up. And she learns to identify. It's one of the things, they're pros. And they learn to remember where they saw that person. They may not know your name. They don't have to know your name yet. But they'll figure out who the people are going to be that are probably against what they're going to be selling and look at it that way. Look at it that they're going to be selling something. Maybe not a product in so many words, but nevertheless they're selling an idea. Because here's the deal. Anything that in a meeting that is up for grabs, and it is up for grabs if you're attending the meeting, the government in particular, local government, doesn't matter if it's a county, a state, or federal, or school, it has to appear that some participation by the interested parties, the stakeholders as they call them, was solicited. Because if they don't, then, it looks like it was handed down from above, and they don't want that to look like that. They want it to look like everybody is on the same page. So the job of the facilitator is to make whatever she's selling look like it's your own idea.
Okay.
And once you get that in your head, it may be your own idea. Maybe you do like what she's selling. But if you don't, you're going to be isolated. You're going to be, and that's one of the biggest techniques. There's going to be, she's going to use the other people to delegitimize you. And that's what you need to look out for. So there's certain giveaways that you look out for, and you don't say too much. You don't give away your ideas with body language or anything else until you know why you're there and you know what he or she is selling, because you don't want to be isolated, undermined, embarrassed, and outmaneuvered, because if that happens often enough, you're going to give up. And nobody else is going to listen to you either, because they're going to protect themselves. Nobody wants to feel out of it or stuffy. So once they see you start to be isolated, they're going to isolate themselves from you.
Okay.
That's the game plan. That's the whole game. Now, there is a version of this that applies to kids, too. It's called the five-step process to indoctrination, which I can go into, too. And they start this very young, so that kids... So that's why they push popularity. They want these kids to be on a popularity thing. They're not trying to put peer pressure into disrepute like our parents did. I mean, you know, they would say, hey, Johnny, if everybody jumped off a cliff, would you jump off the cliff too? And Johnny would say, no, of course not. But now, yeah, they do want you to jump off the cliff. They want team players. They don't want individual thinkers. So you're not just going to say no to drugs, sex, or anything else. You're not going to do it, because they've already laid the groundwork where, hey, everything's a team effort. And if you don't do your effort for the team, it doesn't have to be a sports team, even class discussions, even class work, class projects, you're on a friggin' team. So once you get the idea that this has been planted very subtly, you get to be an adult. These guys now maybe are 21, 25, and they have kids. They don't get it. They don't even see what, they don't see how they've been countermanded already.
You know, no, who knows they've been indoctrinated? Beverly, I mean, who really recognizes that they've been duped until, I don't know, something smacks you in the head somewhere down the road?
Yeah, what happens is usually when a vote comes up, that's when it hits. If a vote comes up and you wind up voting for the thing you went in to, say, vote against or be against or say no to and or not agree to, and you wind up voting for it or the other way around. You went in to vote for it, and they get everybody to vote against it. So what I found is people will call me, you know, they'll find me on the website, they'll call me and say, you know what, just an hour ago, and that's usually how long it takes before it hits. They're driving home, and they get home, and they say, wait a minute, I was taken. I got duped big time. We all did. What the heck happened? I read something on this once, but I don't know exactly how this happened. And that's when it hit you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, talk about, you brought up the five-step process to indoctrination. So tell us what those five steps are, if you would, please, Beverly, because I think that's important that people understand as they'll maybe recognize the steps before it happens.
Okay.
Be
first
able to bounce out of
that. There's an article that really shows how this plays out in the real world, what I'm going to tell you, and it's called Bushwhacking Johnny. And it's in my book, Walking Targets, but I'm sure you could do a search on Google, Ekman plus Bushwhacking Johnny. So,
okay.
And it would come up. Okay. Here's the five-step process. Eradicate the subjects, and you're called a subject now. You're not a person. You're a subject. Eradicate the subject support bases.
Beverly, you know what? Hold that thought, because we've got to take another break. So when we come back in 3 minutes, everybody, then my guest, Beverly Ekman, will tell us the five-step process to indoctrination. This is Maggie. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Beverly Ekman, and her website is beverlye.com. She has all of her books up on her website, which are available for you to purchase, and I suggest you do because she has a lot of information you need to know so that you can be forewarned as forearmed. So knowledge is power, kids. Everybody knows that. We've heard that before. Listen, I did want to mention that this Saturday here outside of Philadelphia in a town called Phoenixville, there will be a little, I suppose you could call it conference, presentations probably, more apropos, at P.J. Ryan's, which is on Bridge Street in Phoenixville at 6 o'clock, I believe it is. There will be a couple of speakers there talking about money, real estate, and Agenda 21. I will be one of those people speaking there. So for those of you who are around this neck of the woods, then you're certainly welcome to join this event or attend this event, I should say, and listen to what some people have to say. So anyway, my guest this morning is Beverly Ekman, and when we went to break, you were going to talk about the five-step process to indoctrination. So let's go okay. to that early, please.
Okay. First of all, your attention gets redirected, and they try to disrupt your thought process. So we got that taken care of and out of the way. Then the five steps is to eradicate the subjects, your support base, your intellectual and emotional life raft. That's mainly the kids they're doing this to. And they do that in a variety of ways by kind of undercutting your parents and that kind of the parents and all that kind of thing. Then you bombard the child's senses with a steady diet of conflicting, confusing images and words in order to impair rational thought and heighten emotionalism and discourage reflection or cognition. So the technical term for this is called thought disruption. And it was the Nazis who really started that one, but the Soviets picked it up. The result is a vacuum where your belief system used to be. Having done that, once the vacuum has been created, you leave the child vulnerable and impressionable. The technical term for that is willing to receive stimuli. You lead that child to the desired ideas, concepts, and beliefs using a trained intermediary such as facilitators, clinicians, change agents, agitators, marketing gimmicks, and teachers who are trained as clinicians or facilitators, which most of them are. Then you condition the subject, the child, through repeated exposure to the desired belief using a wide variety of formats and activities. In other words, the games and curriculum and books and supplemental activities, that kind of thing. And you repeat the lies until the subject believes them, which is an old trick, really. And then finally, you test, survey, or analyze, and that can be market figures or assessments or whatever, to ascertain whether the new beliefs have been internalized, meaning internalized means you sort of accept it without thinking about it.
Okay.
And if not, you recycle the whole subject, meaning you go back to step one again. Now, I can show how that plays out, say, in, the acceptance of homosexuality.
Okay.
Some people do not understand that a test can be a marketing gimmick. There is, or was, I think they finally took it out, but something called a gay Billy doll. It was patterned after the Barbie and Ken and all that. And so it had a little doll that says, that's dressed up in a sailor suit, and it's a gay doll. There's it's called a gay Billy. And there's also one that you pick up off the shelf, and after the Austin Powers movies, you know, they had it.
Okay.
Says, you pick it up and it squawks, "Are you horny, baby?" Okay. Now, if a majority of parents laugh when they pick that up, and or when their child picks it up, or they buy the doll, or they think it's funny and they don't go to the manager and say, "This is just outrageous," that's success. You have succeeded. If, on the other hand, everybody hits the roof, then, we better create another, we better go back to square one and create a whole new campaign so that this doll is accepted. I mean, this is, I know it, people don't realize how sophisticated this is.
I can't think of the man's name, but this is like back in the 20s. I can't think of his name, but somebody who was really a skilled marketing guru. Do you know who I'm referring to? I can't think of his name. I wish I could. See, now, if I had been prepared, I'd have had his name written down, but I'm kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of an individual, so I didn't do a lot of prep.
There's been several of them on that. It wouldn't be surprising that you couldn't remember specifically who, because there's been several. By the way,
Beverly
Foster was the name that you were looking
for a while back.
Yes,
a couple of people emailed me that, "Listen, everybody, we're going to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, so hang in there."
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Beverly Ekman. Her website, beverlye.com. That is beverlye.com. And if you'd like to purchase some of her books, they are available on her website. So for those of you who've been listening in this morning, I suggest that you get a couple of them and find out more about what we've been discussing, because it is so critical that you are armed with information so that you can fight back effectively. No point in flailing around, grasping at straws when the information on how to arm yourself and be as strategic as possible is available. Beverly, you know, I just out of curiosity, when did they come out with that gay Billy doll? Was that in the 80s?
Yeah, I think it was, or early 90s, I think. I think maybe it was early 90s. And,
okay.
I mean, you could have gotten it just about anywhere for a while. And the fact that it's been taken off now is just maybe that it's run its course, or the maybe there were too many objections to it, which I doubt, frankly. But, you know, because it can be done with posters, too. Abercrombie and Fitch, I remember, had a poster that wasn't even just on their store. It was, you know, in a mall and places, just, you know, any place. They would have a billboard or a huge poster that showed two obviously teenagers nearly naked that looked like they were about to have sex. And that was a come on to get something in their store. And,
yeah.
I mean, parents were just, you know, here they had toddlers in hand and, you know, elementary school kids. They were just absolutely were having a fit. But, again, this is the same sort of thing. If parents let their kids go in there anyway and buy clothes, well, you know, that's kind of a test. There was a T-shirt that had on the front. It was obviously geared to about 10-year-olds. It was in the preteen departments and things that said future porn star. Yeah, I mean, these are, you know, you have to understand what you're looking at here. And so this is how they gauge what the public is going to put up with. And, of course, they can call that community standards. I mean, so, if hey, if something doesn't violate community standards, it's okay. This is what you're fighting. It's subtle. Yeah. It, you know, most people think it must be something that just hits you in the face, but it doesn't.
Well, wasn't it? Well, yeah, when Lenny Bruce was around in his claim to fame, of course, he violated what were the community standards at that time. And, you know, he was mild compared to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like just a blip on the screen compared to all the different things that go on today. To desensitize people to any semblance of, I'm going to use the term morality or social mores or any kind of understanding of right versus wrong. They've
right.
kind of eliminated all of that. So now there's just this big blur. We have a caller, Beverly. Would you like to take a caller?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Mark in Texas. How are you, Mark?
Beverly and Maggie, you know, when we used to all watch, you know, quite a bit of TV back in our younger years, the most effective selling didn't come during the commercials. It came during the regular programming.
Right.
And the reason it was so effective is because that's when you least expected it. You never went to the fridge when the show was on.
No, that's true. That's very true.
And I think that's one of the reasons now why they've opted to doing the suggestive selling actually during the movies or during the show.
Absolutely. If you look at Grey's Anatomy, for example, well, any of them, actually, every show that we sort of liked, my husband and I, now incorporate suddenly a homosexual theme somewhere. And also, if you look, you'll see that all the laptops that are opened up are Apple. You know, when you see that little Apple sign on the thing as the lid it goes
yeah.
up, and it's part of
yeah.
the show. Or you see a McDonald's hamburger, and it's in the M there. I mean, if I said something like that in a column, then my editors would have to go get permission to do that. So, yeah, they have to get permission, too. But, hey, since it's a show, they're happy to do that. So it goes right along with advertising. It's just that the advertising has now turned political as well as to sell a product.
Well, we've also reached a point where it's not, and all this falls in together with this phrase, you know, the separation of church and state.
Oh, yes.
Ladies, what it's come down to, it's a separation of us from state.
Yeah, well, and a separation, well, a delegitimization or marginalizing of religion per se, because they always make anyone who is against homosexuality, for example, appear to be biased. And some of the people who are against it don't have any religious belief at all. They're against it for health reasons, but that doesn't matter. They're still going to use that to, you know, make you look backward, and, well, religion's just, you know, they're all the same. And when Maggie asked me earlier on about the IB program, that's part of it, is to make sure that all the kids look at all religions as, well, they're just a bunch of myths, and one's as good as another. And there's a whole programs aimed at doing that. There's a game called Religion, which I have in my Cloning of the American Mind book. But they're, you know, putting even things like ritual mutilation and things like that that are part of, say, African religions or Aboriginal religions or something else. I mean, they're putting Native American in. It's all the same. And so once the kid gets it in his head that, hey, this is just a bunch of hooey, and they're all the same anyway, and you don't pay attention to any of them, then you've got them.
Yeah.
What was that one that that Jerry Brown out in California, they were going to have gay studies now?
Oh, they've got that.
Well, I wonder if they'll, Beverly, I wonder if they're going to do that. They're going to do gay studies and bilingual education also. I mean, they might as well do that and then go ahead and do a handicap bilingual gay studies. I don't know. It just never stops.
It never stops. That's
no,
it.
It doesn't, Mark. It doesn't.
Great show, Maggie. Bye, Beverly.
Thanks,
bye,
Mark.
Thank you.
Hey, Beverly, we've got another caller, but somebody had emailed me. The man I was thinking about who was the marketing guru was Edward Bernays. And and then someone else, actually the board up here at RBM, had mentioned that they're making a movie based on nothing but product placement. And the title of the movie is The Greatest Movie Ever Sold is the name of it, I guess. And someone by the name of Morgan Spurlock, and I'm not familiar who this individual is who's making this movie on how they manipulate people. But we have another caller. Let's take Roger in Kansas. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Good, and thanks for the show.
You're
wanted to call Beverly's attention to facilitated meetings that are taking place across America. What they're actually doing through redefining a couple terms in the minds of those who attend it, based on emotion, of course. They are actually getting these people to sign and thumbprint legal documents that surrender their property rights over to the world court.
Whoa, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, neither have I. What type of meeting had these people attended, Roger?
Well, it began and it's changed its name because of bad public press, but it began as the Restore America Plan.
Oh, I've heard of that, but I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, the expose of it is on our governamerica.com, and that's Darren Weeks of RBN, his website.
You know, there's a guy I ought to ask about that. American Policy Center is really into that kind of issue, and I need to get with him and get him to maybe he's already talking about it in his talks across the country, but I don't know if he is.
Well, I wrote this analysis and was on John Stantmiller's show and Darren Weeks a couple times. You can see it on governamerica.com under The Trap, and they use a dialectic, and they use the emotional base reprogramming for the definition of two terms to instill two, there are actually two completely different meanings in what they sign. And so what they sign is they believe they are signing something that asserts their patriotic position against federal abuses and so forth. But what they're actually signing in legal terms is a surrender of their property, a redefining themselves as...
A redefining, I know that is a key of getting people to, sign on, so to speak, in their mind anyway, to various ideas, but I had not heard of that in specifically. So, I will. What's the name of the?
It's governamerica.com.
Governamerica.com. Okay,
and
I'll
it's
check
under
it out.
The Trap. This is being facilitated by the guy who owns Seminar Crowds Incorporated, and this thing looks like it maybe was planned and launched about 1992, and a lot of that information is in there with links to people associated with this thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're thanks more than welcome.
Yeah, thank I'll you. Take a look at that too, Roger.
Yes, thank you, Maggie. I appreciate it so much.
Is Govern America your website, Roger? Oh, I think he's gone.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he contributes to it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like he has an intimate knowledge of it. That's for sure, but we'll take a look at that. Anyway, back to all of these different cognitive dissonance and all these different techniques that they utilize to brainwash people. Let's talk about some of those different things that happen to people when they're at these different meetings. Okay. Beverly, if you would, please.
Some of these techniques, they're not all used at once, and some of them are used in the classroom. But these are techniques that will keep you from maintaining your opinions. I mean, you may go in with what you think is an opinion, and before you're out of there, you don't even know what you were talking about, what the subject was. So artificial disruption and disorganization, that can be done. That's one technique, and it's done by constantly having a lot of interruptions. And the whole school day, for example, your kids, is built around one interruption after another in your classroom. PA system comes on. Well, hey, kids, you can get this or that for a dollar. Go see a basketball game for a dollar at 1 o'clock this afternoon if you, you know. And then all the slips of paper and in and out, in and out, in and out, so that nobody can concentrate. And then they slap the kid with attention deficit disorder later. Well, of course, the only deficit is in the classroom. Cognitive dissonance, that is trying to hold on to two opposing viewpoints at the same time. So I explained that really well in Bushwhacking Johnny, that article that I alluded to a little bit ago.
Okay.
What they do is get Johnny to believe two different things at the same time. For example, okay, his parents are an authority figure, right? And the school teacher is also an authority figure. And mommy tells the kid, you always obey your teacher. Now, what happens when the teacher comes out against ideas that are obviously supported from mommy and daddy? What does the child do? He doesn't know. He doesn't know what to do. He has to be told what to do. That's cognitive dissonance.
Okay.
Okay. Negative and positive reinforcement, we know what that is. That's like Pavlov's dog. You know, you give him a reward for saying the right thing and intimating the right thing. Oh, well, yeah, homosexuality is perfectly natural. And then, of course, you give negative reinforcement if he doesn't say that sort of thing. You hate speech, da-da-da-da, you know. Okay.
Okay.
Involuntary attention, that's another thing. Your kids are captive audiences in the school. Remember that. You can't get out and walk out. So if you have a situation where either where you're in a meeting or whatever that you can't walk out of, like in many jobs, federal jobs, for example, you have to sign up for a sexual harassment seminar. You have to. You don't have a choice about it. That's involuntary attention.
Okay.
Self-disclosure.
Hang on, Beverly, because we've got a couple callers. So so let's take a couple more callers. David in Idaho, how you doing, David?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm actually having a really good Tuesday for no reason.
Oh, well, that's good. Take it while you got it and run with it, Dave. Go buy a lottery ticket. Maybe you'll get lucky.
I'm not sure that I give them too much money, I think.
All right, well, then don't buy a lottery ticket.
The last caller that was talking about that trap plan?
Yes.
I live here in Boise, and I went over and talked to the elected official, which is our county clerk, and the people over there at the county are basically reeling. They're overloaded in the fact that basically there's so many 14th Amendment and the allodial title people that are in court every day losing everything they own. And that Turner operation is messing up a lot of people.
So that's what, I'm not familiar with the governamerica.com website. I have to take a look at that. But that's what this trap alludes to, is how these people have given up their property rights and now they're in court here in Idaho trying to fight to get them back after they've signed off on these documents?
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you, but it's a strange fight because as like somebody that thinks logically, these people are actually trying to go after this thing in some type of, like, tax ownership operation. And what they wind up with is a fight with a massive organization that's taken everything that they have.
And are these people, David, who've signed, who've given their, the other fellow had mentioned, they gave their fingerprints. They used their fingerprints on some document they thought were signing some patriotic document, and in essence they were giving up their property rights. Are you referring to those people are in Idaho courts?
They're every day.
All right. Listen, hey, listen, David, hang on there. We're going to break, everybody. We will be back in about 3 minutes, so hang in there, everybody.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you want to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Podcast of my show is up on my website tonight. Links to my guest, Beverly Ekman's website. Her website is beverlye.com. So please go there. It's always under the podcast tab on my website. So a link for Beverly's information is up there. Her website, lots of information, a lot of great books. You should get some. Get in the know. When we went to break, David, we've only got a couple more minutes, so I'm not sure if you're still on the line with us, but if you wanted to make your point real quickly, I'd appreciate it.
No, I just can't believe that possibly that anybody would actually want to go take on the court just because they want to. And that's a juggernaut that you're taking on, and these people absolutely, in the bureaucracy side, completely, like let's say the little guys that are filing all the papers and whatnot, nobody understands any of this information. They don't get it. And so it's kind of just different. I don't even know how to explain myself on this.
Okay.
Well,
so anyway, if you look into it, it'd be a good show because you can debunk all of those guys.
All right. Okay. Well, we will. We're going to look into governamerica.com. David, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Beverly, you wanted to comment?
Yes. You know, I had an example on something that I printed not too long ago, what was published just like last week, of an example. He says he wouldn't know anybody would want to go to court just because they wanted to. But there were a couple that very famous things just recently. Actually, they've been fighting 4 years, but their case is now going to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. And it involves the 4-year tug of war of Mike and Chantel Sackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T.
I saw actually a link to their case. They're out in California, aren't they?
No, I think it's, Idaho. I'm not really sure. But, you know, they had already bought this property and were going to build a house on it. It was right back in, it was a half-acre lot. It was zoned for residential use and situated between other houses in a suburban neighborhood, complete with a sewer hookup. But the EPA decided belatedly that it was federally designated wetland and in violation of the Clean Water Act. And the EPA special permit application itself would have cost them $200,000, or it was going to cost them $200,000,
yeah,
more than the property was worth.
Yeah.
And so challenging compliance in this instance would have put the cost into the stratosphere, but they hung on, and they have a lawyer pro bono.
Bev, I gotta cut you off there because we've only got about another minute before
Okay. Well, anyway, go to Sackett.
Okay. Hey, listen, Beverly, thanks so much again for coming on my show. I always appreciate it. You are a wealth of information that people need to know. Thanks for your time today, Beverly. I appreciate it very much.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks, Beverly. Listen, everybody, Beverly's website is beverlye.com. Listen, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Hey, chin up, everybody, because we've got people in the world like Beverly Ekman who has a brain and who is fighting for you and I. So, hey, the sun will come up tomorrow. Chin up. Better days are coming, and I'll be back.
There is such a place, Toto. There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is